The exterior of the nest ship was knobby and shadowed, a broken vista of narrow trenches zigzagging between giant blocks of spitcrete. Ha knew that the blocks were almost certainly primitive heat sinks, necessary to keep the hull from cracking open in the extreme temperature swings of space. But that didn't make navigating around them easier. The vessel's surface was like an immense spitcrete maze, stretching ahead almost endlessly, then suddenly vanishing against the blue brilliance of a massive crescent of ion efflux. Han activated his suitcom.
Are we there yet?
Almost, Han.
Luke studied the horizon, one glove shading his helmet visor.
There's a square shadow at 11 that might be a thermal vent.
Do you see any heat distortion above it?
No.
Then we're not there.
Han tried to keep his disappointment out of his voice.
A hyperdrive for a ship this big is going to release heat for hours. When we get near a vent, we'll know it. I suppose.
Luke turned to climb down, then suddenly tipped his helmet back to look over their heads.
Incoming! Get!
Space turned white, and Luke's voice dissolved into the telltale static that meant a turbo laser strike was all too precisely targeted. Han tried to drop behind cover, but that was next to impossible in a stiff escape pod vac suit. He made it as far as bending his knees. Then the nest ship hull slammed up under him, hurling him into the side of the heat sink. He tumbled down the surface and came to a rest at its base. The inside of his faceplate so smeared with perspiration that he could not tell whether he was lying face down or face up. The hull continued to buck and shudder, bouncing Han's nose against his faceplate, and the strike static grew deafening. He chinned his suitcom off so he could listen for the hiss that would mean his vac suit had been compromised, then slowly brought up his arms and determined that he was lying on his belly. Han activated his suitcom again and heard even more static. Luke did not need the comm. He simply stood and looked toward Han, and Han understood. They had to keep moving. They gathered June and the droids and started forward, following the spitcrete troughs between the heat sinks, zigzagging their way through the barrage with giant columns of shattered spitcrete and vapor shooting up all around. Within a few minutes, the turbo laser storm faded to a fraction of its former fury, but it remained fierce enough to make them fear for their lives. Perhaps half a kilometer later, Luke stopped short and pointed toward a billowing column of dust and shattered spitcrete about 50 meters ahead. It was roiling with convection currents and rising at a steady rate.
We're there, Han!
Luke's voice was scratchy but understandable. Under the lighter barrage, the electromagnetic static had diminished and no longer jammed their suitcoms completely.
But be ready. I think we have a reception committee.
Tarfang stopped and planted his feet.
Don't worry, Luke said. We'll have backup.
Backup?
Han turned to look, peering through the barrage haze.
Out here?
Mara is keeping an eye on us from a stealth X,
Luke explained.
I think she spotted our helmet lamps when she was sneaking up to attack the nest ship.
She's in a stealth X?
Han asked.
And you still want to do this the hard way? Why don't we let her drop a shadow bomb down that thermal vent and jump this rock? We can trigger our rescue beacons and wait for a ride.
That's not a bad idea, Han,
Luke said. Something that sounded like chattering teeth came over the suitcom, and he turned toward the thermal vent.
I'd like you to take the others and do exactly that. It will make things easier for me.